At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Next up is a show I am really excited about. Are you guys familiar with a little TV show called iCarly?
Yes.
Okay. When I was a preteen, early teen, Nickelodeon had this banger of a show called iCarly. Miranda Cosgrove and Jeanette McCurdy starred in the show where they made a web show. It was really ahead of its time, honestly. They were YouTubers before it was even really a thing.
I know the name. I don't know. I looked it up immediately, and I don't know either of these young ladies.
Jeanette McCurdy, her character, Sam, she was a tomboy. I really identified with her. She always wore like really cool baggy shorts, and she was always eating something like very like rough around the edges. Very cool character to see on screen as a tomboy myself at that age. But in 2022, she wrote a memoir. It is an incredible memoir. It's called I'm Glad My Mom Died. And she details that her life as a child star and how toxic and abusive her mother was. Her mother had these like aspirations for herself. She was not a well woman. She had these aspirations for herself to become an actress, and she completely fed them through Jeanette. And to the point where Jeanette was able to cry on cue. She was very robotic. She had very little friends. The home life was really toxic. Her mom was a hoarder. All the kids slept on like yoga mats on the floor because there wasn't even space for them to have beds. Like really crazy stuff. But the way she tells it is so articulate and so well written. And I listened to the audiobook, which she voices. And it's really, really an incredible memoir.
So I don't know this show. I don't know that young lady by name, Jeanette McCurdy, but I do remember the book release. Mm-hmm.
What is it?
I'm glad my mom died.
Glad my mom died.
And I didn't know that's the kind of torture that she was up against. I do know the star parent, the one that's pushing the kid out into the, I'm aware that can get pretty toxic, but I didn't know she was also a hoarder and more, but.
Yeah, but
and dead.
The reason
is that the kid, yes, is that a true story? Yes. So she is dead.
Yes, she died about 9 years ago. So right. Well before the book came out. But the reason I'm talking about it is because Apple TV is adapting it into a TV show. I think it's going to be a miniseries, and the mom's going to be played by Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, that'll be good.
Which is crazy. This is going to be such a different type of role for her than we've seen. I think the most serious thing I've seen her in is The Morning Show.
Yeah,
and still like in that she's like a, you know, well put together famous woman. So I cannot wait to see her stretch to this type of thing. I do think it's going to be a dramedy, probably like I whenever I think of dramedy, I always picture Orange is the New Black, where it's like very serious subject matter, but the characters are just so colorful that it's also fun to watch.
Right.
So that's kind of what I'm picturing, but I cannot wait to see this. It's going to be incredible.
I can't believe it either. And I have so much trouble seeing Rachel as this horrible mom.
I know.
I can after watching The Morning Show, just because she really does nail drama on that show well. Like she is a good actress, and I'm excited
but
to see her in
this. But that's drama show. And shows her in a, I don't know. I feel like this is an evil character she's playing. She's not evil on The Morning Show.
No.
This is an evil person who's mentally ill, it sounds like, as well. Oof.
I know. And I love that too.
Jennifer Aniston.
Like anyone who is in their mid 50s and who's feeling old, you shouldn't. Like 56 years old, Jennifer Aniston is like still developing brand new levels of her success and her depth as an actor and her career. And I think that is so inspiring.
Are you trying to tell Vinny and I that we're okay?
Yeah.
We're okay, Ben.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Thanks,
it's okay.
Kid.
We can start our TikTok dancing careers today. It's not too late.
You got it, kid. I'm in.
I heard you already got a video of him this morning doing some dancing. Is
that
right?
Yeah, it was freestyle.
Okay.
That was just for the stories. Check it out.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.